And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Viking Nation here at Martin Stadium. Viking Nation, we are ready for a war tonight. Lounge High Football is on the air with a Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kick off with Bill Osborne, and Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Taylor Stubbs, and Chuck Lawrence. And we are gathered ourselves here together waiting for all the Viking fans to get into Martin Stadium. It is senior night. We're going to honor our seniors tonight. Big, big matchup. Number 4 Vikings taking on the Coffee Trojans, the rejuvenated new Coffee Trojans. Our Vikings 7-0, 3-0 in the region. Coffee 5-2, 2-1 in the region. And why do I say new and rejuvenated? They've got Coach Robbie Pruitt, who came down from Fitzgerald, Georgia. After 10 great years up there, he came down and has taken over this Coffee program and has turned it around in just 1 year. Coffee fighting for a playoff spot tonight. They need a win to continue to kind of position themselves for the playoffs. We need a win to position ourselves to play for the region title. As Coach said Tuesday night, every game is the region titles on the line every Friday night for us, and that's the way it is, Bill Osborne.
It really is. And tonight, not to jump too far ahead, but a game tonight, a win tonight by our Lounge High Vikings, and they clinch no worse than a third spot in the playoffs. So this is a very important game. As Coach McPherson says, week in and week out, they're all important. But tonight is especially important. If we win this ball game, we clinch at least a number 3 spot into the playoffs. Coffee with a win, as you say, at least clinches that number 4 spot. So there's a lot on the line here tonight, and a great football team of the Coffee High Trojans as they'll take on our Lounge High Vikings. The Vikings coming off a 17-14 win over the crosstown rivals, the Valdosta Wildcats, on a last-second 40-yard field goal by Gustavo Gonzalez. And a lot of excitement through the week. Sometimes you get into a game like this and you're coming back off of a great win, you might be a little too high. So we'll see how well they do tonight once we get going.
Practice has been very, very good this week, very intense. Coach said they had the best practice that they had on Tuesday. These guys are ready to play, and, of course, we're in our crimson jerseys, crimson pants. Coffee comes in and all white, and with those coffee maroon numbers, and they have also changed their logo a little bit.
Yeah, they have just slightly. Still the Trojans, but anytime you get a new coach, sometimes you kind of change some things to kind of get out of where you were before. I know Coach Pruitt. Not to say that Coffee was a losing team, because they weren't. They were getting into the playoffs on a fairly regular basis, things like that. But a new coach, new philosophy, everything comes in, and you want to change things just a little bit, make it just a little bit different, and that's what Coach Pruitt has done there in Douglas.
He sure has, and I'm sure there's some things that you and Taylor and Marty are going to get into when you start looking at the teams and putting them together, but a very, very much improved Coffee County football team. But Bill, the thing that's most improved about them, from the time the whistle blows tonight until the final whistle in the fourth quarter, these guys don't stop playing. They've done it all year. They keep playing and keep going at it no matter what the score is. They keep playing, and they play hard till the whistle.
And I think our Vikings do the same thing. So we'll see two teams playing 48 full minutes tonight.
Let's take a look at games around the region and around our area tonight that might be of interest to you. Of course, our Vikings 7-0, ranked fourth in the state, hosting the Coffee County Trojans tonight. Coffee 5-2, 2-1 in the region. Valdosta, the Wildcats, they travel up to Tifton. Wildcats are 3-3 on the year, 0-2 in the region. They're at Tift. Tift is 2-5. They're 0-3 in the region also. So they're 0-3 in the region. So somebody's going to get themselves a big region win tonight. Colquitt is at Brunswick. Colquitt County 4-2, 1-1 in the region. They're at Brunswick. Brunswick 3-3, 0-2 in the region. Camden is off. And now next week, next Friday night, Camden will play Brunswick. Berrien County is home tonight against Fitzgerald. And number 2, Brooks County. They're at Brooks County 7-0, 3-0 in their region. They're at Pelham tonight. Clinch County 3-3 is home versus Wilcox, who is 4-2. Cook County, which is 5-1, they're home tonight versus Jefferson. That is a non-region game for Cook County. And that's kind of surprising you get this far into the region to have a non-region game, but that's what the Hornets have scheduled. Lanier County, 2-5. They're at Irwin County tonight, who is 4-2. Valwood, how about this, Bill? 7-0, and they're 2-0 in the region. They're at Westwood. Westwood is 6-1, and go back, Westwood right now I think is like 39-1.
Wow.
They have not lost a game in 4 or 5 years. Valdosta State tomorrow is homecoming, and against a big, big rival of theirs, the Delta State Statesmen, or the Fighting Hooker, as they like to be called. VSU 5-2, 2-1 in the region. Delta State 3-3, 1-1. And this game will go a long, long way positioning for Valdosta State can win. It'll go a long way positioning them when those South Regional rankings come out and they start ranking the teams to get them ready for the playoffs.
Yep, they're going to need a win this Saturday.
Well, let's go ahead and take our first break of the night. And whenever we come back, it'll be Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, and TBT time for you right here on the Lounge High Football Radio Network. We'll take a four-minute break. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Lounge High Football on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to Barton Stadium. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. And somewhere else in this stadium is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James, as he spends some time here in the countdown to kickoff, going around, talking to some of the other players, talking to coaches, getting down on the field, getting a feel for what this game is going to look like. But we get the distinction of talking about this game tonight, getting you ready to know what you're going to be looking for sitting here in the stands or as you listen at home on the radio, or if you're online, we want to thank you at mykickscountry.com. Be sure and stop by our website as well, www.thevikingvoice.com. We'll bring you stats throughout the night and throughout the season. So anytime you want to recap those stats, they're right there at www.thevikingvoice.com. Well, tonight, Taylor, we are getting everybody set up for what is going to be a great Region 1-6A football game tonight.
Absolutely, Bill. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. Coffee High is out on the field doing their preliminary warm-up, just about 46 minutes away from kickoff. Weather outside is pretty good. I hear it's going to get down in the 50s tonight, so you might want to bring a light cover-up if you're on your way out to the ball game. Lounge High Vikings have retreated to the locker room, and like we said earlier, it is going to be senior night. So got a few little distractions with that before the game, but hopefully these seniors that are coming out to play tonight realize the importance of this game. Like we've been talking about in all the pregame shows, this is just another region game. It's a chance to get us one step closer to a region championship and even a home playoff berth. Marty, what's it looking like down there on the field? I know you've had a chance to walk the majority of the field and see some of the preliminary athletes that Coffee might have. What are you seeing out of the Coffee Trojans?
A lot of size, Taylor. They are a very, very big football team, and Coffee is known for years to have a very big team, a lot of size. Very impressive looking team. You know, they've got a lot of athletes. They move well for their size. Taylor, I've also had a chance to speak to some of our kids on our team, on Lounge side of the ball, and of course talked to Nick Bergman briefly. It was very interesting in coming out and just seeing what they were like in warm-ups after last week. A lot of talk about that game last Friday. See what they, you know, what the reaction was, you know, when I asked them how they're feeling, and every one of them are the ones I talked to are very excited, but they're focused. You know, we talked a few weeks ago about how focused this team was in pregame when we played Colquitt, and they showed that last week against Valdosta, and they're showing it tonight. They're not out here jumping around too much. They are very focused and ready to play football.
Well, I think you're right, Marty. That's one of the things we've noticed from this coaching staff. And Coach McPherson, he always has been that way, as we've known him over the last 8 or 9 years. He is on an even keel most of the time, and that this team mirrors that. They go on that same way. They play this thing truly one game at a time. I looked down at the field house. There used to be a sign painted above the door that said one game at a time. Now, it's not there any longer, but the philosophy is still there. And so the guys not getting fired up, not jumping up and down. They're excited to be here. They're focused about being here, but they're not so high or too low. They're really coming in what you would hope for, right on schedule.
Absolutely, Bill. You know, you've got to forget what happened last week. That's over and done with. We don't play that team for another 51 weeks.
That's right.
So we got to focus on the Coffee High Trojans. They're going to come to play. And the last few times we played Coffee, it's been a pretty decent ball game. I remember 2 years ago over in their place, It was down to the last few minutes of the ball game. Coffey's going to be prepared. They're going to be rejuvenated, like we said earlier, with Coach Pruitt. He always has good ball games. And it looks like Marty's making his way towards Coach Pruitt. We'll get him in just a minute for the equipment parts supply coach spotlight. Marty, he has Coach Pruitt. Let's go down to you now.
I do have Coach Pruitt. And, Coach, we do appreciate you taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, 28th year coaching, 293 total wins, 7 state titles down in Florida. Obviously a great run at Fitzgerald, 120, 21 and 1 there. Coach, I mean, just an impressive resume. You played in a very tough region in Region 1AA the last several years at Fitzgerald. Now you're in Region 1-6A, and some say that might be the best region in the nation. What are the differences? What are the similarities? And how excited are you to be here in Coffee County?
Well, we're excited. You know, I think they're a lot alike. You know, of course, it's 2A compared to 6A. You got bigger crowds and more bodies, but, you know, if you go back and look over the years in that particular region, and I don't know that any of them played Valdosta, played Lowndes, but if you look against the Tiftons and the Coffees and the Colquitts and the Valdostas, I think that region may have won more games than they lost. You know, I know, you know, we were fortunate to beat Cook, Tifton and Coffee, you know, most times, and Cook County beat Moultrie the year they went to the state. Of course, Brooks played Valdosta tough last year and beat them this year. So they're very similar. You just got, you know, more people, and it's, you know, all of them are tough. All these games are so doggone tough, you know.
That's South Georgia football, isn't it?
That's right.
And you're right. That region has always been tough, 1AA. I mean, you look at what happened this year with Brooks. You look at Cook a few years ago, like you said, when they beat Colquitt over there. But, Coach, I know, of course, that's looking back, and you've got a great, great record, and track record speaks for itself. But I know you're more concerned about this year, this team, and this game tonight more specifically. But you're halfway through the region season. Where would you put your team right now? How would you say your season's gone so far here at Coffee County?
You know, I think we've, we've done pretty well. There's, you know, I wish we'd have won them all, but, you know, we lost to two teams that, just to be quite honest, we were better than us. We could play Camden 10 times and we may lose 10 times. I mean, they're just, a lot better than us. I really think we were a little bit better earlier in the year than we are now because we've had so many injuries. We've been decimated with injuries, you know, and, the first few weeks, you know, we had all our players and we've, like I say, missed unfortunate, but that's part of football and it happens. And I think, you know, you got to avoid those to really sometimes have the year you want to have. But, you know, right now we're just trying to fight and get better. You know, we're a long way from being as good as the Lowndes and Camdens and those teams. You know, we got to get a mindset, get our kids stronger. And you know, that's what we're trying to do, just get a little better every week.
Well, Coach, talking about this team and looking at your team offensively, your teams that through the years they've always spread it out. They'll run tight. You'll run some wing tee. You'll spread it. You'll throw it. You'll run it. You'll do a little bit of everything. And you've got a lot of weapons this year. What is your game plan coming in tonight? What do you expect? What do you think the keys to the game for you offensively are tonight?
I think most of the time when you play Lowndes, you know, you got to be able to move the ball. Coach McPherson, for years and years, even I've been friends with him a long time, even when we were down in Florida together, and he's always put a great defense on the field. And you got to be able to move the football. You got to mix it up. You can't just run the ball against him. So, you know, you got to be able to throw it and be, you know, good at doing it when you throw it. So, you know, we're gonna have to mix it up and hold on to the football where that's where we've lost a lot of our players. We've lost some receivers, lost both our tight ends for the year, and our two best running backs have been out now for about 3 weeks, and hopefully we'll get them back. We're open next week, so we're hoping we maybe can get them back by, you know, Moultrie, but we just got to be able to, guys, we got to go up, put in there, got to go in there and execute. You know, we're still young, playing some sophomores back there, and in a big game like this, they got to come through for us, you know, so we'll see how they do.
Yeah, tonight's step-up time, isn't it? Well, of course, that's talking about your offense there, looking at defense. You based out of a 3-3-5, a lot like Camden County you mentioned earlier. And Coach Mack was quoted this week as saying that one thing he's worried about with your defense is the team speed. You've got a lot of athletes, and that's what you do when you run the 3-3-5 stack there. Lowndes has rushed for almost 2,000 yards this year so far. what do you have to do defensively to try to slow down that running game? Because there's no denying what we do, and what do you have to do to try to stop that running game?
You got to tackle them, and they got a host of backs. You know, it looks like they play four or five backs, and all of them can take it to the house. You know, they got such great speed, and you just got to play assignment football. You know, we struggled last week on defense, and you know, that's where we've been struggling a little bit. We've lost some defensive linemen too, and one of our best defensive linemen moved last week. He played for us last week, and Saturday he moved to Burke County. Like, they need another good one. But we just got to play well up front and play assignment football and make tackles, because if you let these little backs, you know, break one, they get a step on, they can take it to the house. You know, that's the thing, is you can keep them from making a big play. You know, they're liable to take it. You know, you miss a tackle and they can take it 40 or 50 yards, if not to the house.
Well, that's one thing I've watched several of your teams up at Fitzgerald through the years, and they're always very fundamental, very sound coach, so that definitely will hopefully help you out tonight. Coach, I also got to ask you last question. I know you're ready to get back to your team, but you mentioned you're very good friends with Coach McPherson. Your records kind of follow each other a little bit. You started in Florida like he did. Y'all are good friends. What's it going to be like facing him for the first time tonight, being across the field from him?
You know, I got a lot of respect for him. You know, always have. He's a class person, but, you know, more so than a great coach. And, you know, it's an honor to play against him. I wish we had more bullets in the gun here, but he, it's an honor to play him. And you know, he's one of those guys you like it better when you don't have to play him, you know, just because he's such a good guy. You know how that goes. But I got a lot of respect for him, and he'll always be a good friend of mine.
Well, he said a lot of the same things about you. Coach, good luck to you tonight. Good luck the rest of the year. We're glad to have you in 1-5A. We've been watching you up there at Fitzgerald for a long time, and you're a great coach, and we wish you well.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Marty, and thank you, Coach, for the equipment parts supply coach's spotlight. Marty will make his way over, find Coach Randy McPherson. He's already spoken with the officials tonight, so that duty is out of the way, and now the officials talking to Coach Pruitt. So we'll stay here, see if Marty can get an opportunity to get over there and talk to Coach Randy McPherson.
Yeah, Bill, Coach mentioned that he had lost some players due to injury. Some of them are running backs. We're going to get to those later in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame report, who some of those guys are that will be filling in the running back position, because they might have lost some, but they've got some guys that are really producing for them. Don't let them fool you tonight. They've got some sophomore running backs that are doing good, some junior running backs that are doing good. It's going to be a ball game.
Well, we're down to this part of the season, 7, 6, 8 weeks in. You got kids that are dinged up, banged up, and you're going to get some of your guys that maybe don't play as much are going to have to come out, and this is going to be their coming out party over the next several weeks, while maybe some of those starters get an opportunity to rest a little minor injury. Now, as Coach Pruitt said, Coffey's got some guys that have really been dinged up. They've had some major injuries. As they said, one that had a spinal problem that is done, absolutely finished for the season, maybe finished as a career in football. Great news is we've heard that the young man will be able to walk and things like that. But he's mentioned he's got running backs that are out. We've got people that are out tonight. Mike, we were talking earlier this week and talking about who I thought one of my impact players would be that we talk about a little bit later on. Come to find out, he's not playing tonight with a sprained ankle.
Jerome Daniels is out tonight. He's in street clothes with his uniform on. He hurt it yesterday in a JV performance. So one of our leading receivers is going to be out tonight for the Lions High Vikings.
Well, I'll tell you what, as Coach McPherson is watching his team warm up, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll have our equipment parts supply coach's spotlight with Coach Randy McPherson right after our break. You're listening to the Lions High Radio Football Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle high above the stadium as we look over the field. Down on the field is our sideline reporter, Marty Rogers. Marty was waiting to try and talk to Coach Randy McPherson, but he is watching his offense as he goes through the paces here, getting ready for a great 1-6A matchup between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Coffey High Trojans. We've talked about it leading up to this point. What a great football team the Coffey High Trojans are. 5-2 on the season. Their only loss coming to Camden County, which is one of the finest teams in the state, if not the country, and a loss to Burke County, who we all know about Burke County last year. Their only loss last year was to the Lowndes High Vikings as they marched on to a state championship in 3A.
Yeah, don't let those two losses fool you guys. It's going to be a ball game tonight. About 29 minutes away from kickoff, of course, we've got senior night festivities that are going to take place before the game starts. Both teams are out on the field running their offensive and defensive pregame routines. Lowndes High Vikings in their traditional maroon with silver helmets. The Coffee High Trojans are in white pants with white jerseys and their maroon helmets. One thing you always notice about Coffee, Bill, and Marty mentioned it in the pregame, is the size. I have no idea what they feed those guys over there. Just a little quick rundown of their offensive line.
Yeah.
6'5", 290 senior, 5'10", 220 pound senior, 6'3", 240 pound senior, 6'5", 330 pound senior. They're well experienced. They're big. They're going to be here to play tonight, and we're going to have to be able to move them around, get some penetration, stop the running attack, because just like us, we're going to set the tone with the run tonight, and hopefully that'll open things up for the passing game. And I believe Coffey's got the same game plan tonight.
They do. As I'm looking, there's Coach McPherson heading towards the locker room. Marty's going to kind of veer to his left a little bit and see if he can talk to Coach McPherson right here before he gets into the locker room. Let's go down to the field now and see what Coach McPherson's got to say about tonight's game.
Well, guys, I am here with Coach McPherson, and as always, we appreciate you taking a minute to speak with us, Coach. Coach, last week was such a big win, a big emotional win. Obviously, that's behind us. How has your team responded this week in practice?
Oh, man, we had a really good week, probably our best week ever.
Well, Coach, you know, as with any Randy McPherson coach team, your teams always start with a strong defense, and this year it's been no exception. You've had a great defensive play each week. Seems like each week somebody different stepping up. What is it about this unit that makes this defense so special?
Well, you know, they play well together. They love the game. They like to hit.
Well, that's important, obviously. You know, speaking of the defense, Coffey's got a lot of weapons on their offense. They can run it. They can throw it. They can spread it out or line it up tight. What is the game plan tonight trying to slow down this high-powered Robbie Pruitt coached offense?
Man, we got to play smart. You know, we got to be physical up front, and we got to play smart on the back end.
Coach, you talked a little bit Tuesday night at the Randy McPherson Coaches Show over at Holiday Inn about their speed, their defense. They base out of a 3-3-5 stack and utilize a lot of that speed. What do you have to do offensively? What's the game plan? How do you think your offense matches up with their defense?
Well, you know, they've got a really good defense, a lot of speed, well coached. You know, we're going to have to block well, execute well, and make plays.
Coach, you mentioned Tuesday night this is your first time coaching against Coach Pruitt. We just talked about it, talked to him a little bit. He said he had a lot of respect for you. How is it going to be across the field tonight from Coach Pruitt for the first time and facing a Robbie Pruitt coach team?
Well, they're going to be ready to go. You know, that's Coffey's always ready. They're especially going to be ready with him. Me and the man have been friends for 20 years. I'm just going to have to try to pretend like he ain't over there.
Hey, Coach, I have one question, last question for you. We like to do this every year. Obviously, it's senior night. Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about this senior class. Again, we've said all year long that, you know, outside of Tyquan and Lang and Nick Bergman, there's no real superstars, but they've all played well and they've all stepped up. Talk to us a little bit about your senior class.
Most of these kids, almost every one of them, I think, have been here for their entire life, you know. And this is their night. They've done everything that we asked them to do as a football player in a senior class all year long. They represented our community both on and off the field tremendously. We are very, very proud of this senior class.
Well, Coach, I know you are. Go enjoy this night with them. Pull out a win tonight. Good luck. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Marty, and thank you to Coach McPherson for that Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight. We'll talk to Coach McPherson again as we head into halftime and at the end of the ball game tonight. Thanks to Equipment Parts Supply for their sponsorship of our Coaches and Players Spotlight. As the seniors begin to line up tonight, we talk about the senior football players, the senior band members, the senior cheerleaders, the senior ROTC. I remember the night that I got to do this with my son and it seemed like a blur. It went by so fast. I mean, we remember standing in line down there in the corner, talking to some of the other players that were around. They do it alphabetically, so we were around T.J. Manning, and we were around Darriott Perry, and so we were just kind of hanging out, took some pictures and things, and then all of a sudden you marched out like they're doing right here, and they line up. The principal came along, spoke to them, congratulated them. Coach McPherson, along with Dr. Smith at the time, came down the line, and then as quickly as that happened, back into the locker room, the players went, my son went, back up to my place here in the booth, did I come, and it was over, and it was just that fast, and I wish I could go back and recapture a little bit of that and just hang on to it for just a few more minutes, but what a great honor for these kids and their parents to be out here. I mean, there's some phenomenal football players, some great young men that are out here as well.
Just to give you a visual for those listening at home, the line starts at the 20-yard line closest to the field house, and it goes all the way to the 10-yard line closest to where the band sits. So a lot of seniors tonight, as you mentioned, in the band, the football players, ROTC, color guard. Everybody's getting honored at the senior night. Luckily, I've got about 16, 17 more years before I have to worry about
it. Well,
I got
another 7 before I'm back out there again.
Okay.
Six years before I'm back out there again.
You'll get to do it again.
Yeah, but it really happens fast. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to have our Southeastern Federal Credit Union impact players that we're going to take a look at here tonight. You're listening to Lounge High Football. We'll be right back after this 4-minute break. And welcome back, high above Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and somewhere else wandering the stadium is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. As the senior football players have all been recognized except for the last few as they're continuing down the line, 19 minutes until kickoff, as the team will continue, the administration will continue recognizing the other seniors. It's time now for our Southeastern Federal Credit Union Impact Players of the Game. I'm going to turn it over to Taylor and get us started, Taylor.
Thanks, Bill. I want to remind everybody, we try to give everybody a key of who to look for in tonight's ball game to key on some of the impact players tonight. First for the Coffee High Trojans, I'm going to go with their running back duo. Coach Pruitt mentioned earlier in the game that they had some key injuries at the running back position, and they had to have some underclassmen fill in. The leading rushers for the Coffee High Trojans, sophomore, number 22, Lacarvius Sears. He's got 62 carries for 449 yards. He's averaging 7.2 yards per carry, 64 yards per game. His longest run is 42 yards, and he's got 4 touchdowns. The duo, what makes up the other half of that duo, is number 14, Tramion Simmons. He's a junior. He's got 66 carries on the season for 447 yards. He's averaging 6.77 yards per carry, and he's averaging about 65 yards per game. He also has 4 touchdowns. So, coach, in the traditional wing tee, a lot of people are going to get the touches on the ball. That running back duo of Simmons and Sears are my Southeastern Federal Credit Union impact players for the Coffee High offense.
Guys, I'm going to start with number 1, Santori Long. This young man stepped up and played quarterback last year when they had the great quarterback go down with a knee injury. He can do a little bit of everything. He's running the ball mainly this year. He's got 37 carries for 181 yards. He's got 1 touchdown. His longest is a 68-yard run. He's also got 5 catches for 67 yards, another touchdown, and the longest reception is 38 yards. He's also a kick returner. He can do a little bit of everything, and he is a senior leader for this team. But Santori Long's got to have a big game tonight for Coffee to move the football and to hang with us, I think. And I think he will. I think he'll come out and he'll play very well tonight, and he'll keep this game close. And Santori Long, my offensive impact player of the game for Coffee County.
Yeah, I tell you, my impact player, I'm going to go and look at the quarterback, Keegan McGovern. Keegan McGovern. As he comes in, he's got on the ground, he's got 19 carries for 75 yards as a rusher. Then you throw in what he's doing on the air. He's got 875 yards. He's thrown 10 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. And one of the things that we'll talk about as we kind of get into this a little more is Coffey loves to stretch the field. His longest pass is a 54-yard pass. And they've got some wide receivers out there, too, that have got big, big numbers as far as how long and how far those passes are. And a lot of those do turn into touchdown passes. But one other thing about Keegan McGovern is he is also one of the punters. One of the time he gets out there and punts for this team as well. They've got another punter, Fender, who has punted 11 times for an average of 31.73 yards. But then Keegan McGovern's got 9 punts of his own, and he averages 50 yards a punt. So one of the things we'll watch tonight with Keegan McGovern is, in a long situation on the other side of the field, yeah, maybe he comes in to punt to try and turn the field. But as Marty pointed out as we were talking, what about a 4th and 2? With him back there punting, you never know. You've got to be able to stay there and stay at home to keep him from picking up that first down.
Absolutely, Bill. That's a good point. Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings, my Southeastern Federal Credit Union impact player tonight is number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds, 5'11", 265 pounds, senior. He's got 8 solo tackles on the year. He's got 5 assists. He's got 1 sack for 13 yards. I think it's agreeable in any wing tee offense that you got to be able to run it up the middle as well as on the edges. Also, you got to get pressure on the quarterback. If a guy throwing, he's completing about 50% of his passes. He's 53 of 94. D'Angelo Edmonds is going to have to clog up that middle for the fullback for Coffey High. And he's also got to be one of our key guys to get pressure on that quarterback, you know, really setting the tone early to bust up the middle, not let them get in any kind of rhythm up the middle and in their passing game. My Southeastern Federal Credit Union impact player tonight on defensive side for the Vikings, D'Angelo Edmonds.
Taylor, I totally agree with your point. I am going to go in a little different direction, though. I think that the key tonight for us defensively is going to be out there on the edge at our cornerback position. Brandon Roberts and Kenny Moore have to have a big game for us tonight. And the reason I say that is we know Robbie Pruitt's going to run the ball. He's got several ball carriers who's carried it for a lot of yards. And if, as Bill mentioned, they've had several receivers with big plays. So we've got to keep their offense from making the big play, and we're going to have to put our safeties down in for run support. So Brandon Roberts and Kenny Moore are going to have big nights tonight. And you look at those two young men, they've got Kenny Moore's got 10 tackles on the season with 1 interception, and Brandon Roberts has 13 tackles with 3 interceptions. So they don't have a lot of tackles because, you know, we don't allow runners to get outside too often on us, but they have to shut down that deep threat and that outside threat for Coffey County in order that we can come up and play the run and shut down Coffey's offense.
Good points, Marty. I'm going to take a look at our linebackers. Tonight, I'm going to be looking at number 10, Nathan Brantley, and number 17, Trey Jackson. These two guys, Brantley with 18 tackles on the season, and Trey Jackson had missed one entire game, had an ankle problem, sat out one game. He's got 21 tackles. Our linebackers are going to have to stay at home, play very well. Trey Jackson has played phenomenally here the last couple of weeks. Tipped ball against Valdosta last week, allowing Tyquan Lang for that interception there in the fourth quarter. So those guys being in the middle, they can't just play downhill. They've got to play side to side. And so far in these last several games, they've showed us they can do it. But tonight, I think they make a huge impact. So they are my Southeastern Federal Credit Union impact players.
Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for Lowndes High School. I set it up, I believe it was 2 games ago, may have even been last week. I got to go with our fullback duo, number 36, Tevin Orr, and number 4, Ahmad Brown. Tevin Orr, 5'10", 205-pound senior. Ahmad Brown, 5'9", 180-pound sophomore. Tevin on the season's got 22 carries for 144 yards. The key stat to me, in my opinion, is he's got no carries for a loss, and that is so important. And a wing tee offense that runs up the middle a good bit, you gotta be moving forward. You gotta be getting yards, and you can't be losing ground. Ahmad is 44 carries for 350 yards. He's only got one carry for a loss of only 3 yards. So 44 carries on the season, only losing 3 yards. That's a pretty good stat as well. We gotta be able to set the tone up the middle before we're gonna be able to spread it on the edges and even pass the ball. They're gonna have to respect the run up the middle for our play action to work. and hit a wide open receiver and get Alex Stevenson out on the perimeter to throw some balls. My Southeastern Federal Credit Union impact players is our fullback duo, Amad Brown and Tevin Orr.
Taylor, great points that you make. I love the point about not losing yards. And one of the reasons those fullbacks have not lost yards this year is the play of the middle of our offensive line. Starting with our center, Brian Rowe, and our left guard, Dwayne Hart, they've played very well this year. But my impact player of the game tonight is number 61, Larry Scarborough. He's a senior for us. He's 5'10", 260. He's been starting on that offensive line now for this is his third year. He is one of the senior leaders on that offensive line. Great young man, a hustler. You just never hear too much out of him. He just does his job. Sometimes you see him blocking downfield 20, 30 yards after he's pulled and he's taken out a linebacker and then going on down and taking out a safety. But he's going to have a big game tonight. I look for him to make several big blocks and open up the middle of the field so the fullbacks, who you mentioned, can have a big game tonight. So number 61, Larry Scarborough, is to me going to be the impact player of the game tonight for us offensively and for the Loudside Vikings, and I really think that he comes out and plays well.
Marty, I think tonight we might see the ball in the air. And as a result, my immediate thought was the impact player would be number one, Jerome Daniels. As we've said earlier, Jerome is out and nursing a little bit of a sore ankle, so he is not dressed out tonight in street clothes, but will not play tonight. So I'm going to stay with our receivers. I'm going to slide down, and I'm going to pick a guy that you've already talked about, and that's number 24, Kenny Moore. Kenny will slide over, and he's going to play some wide receiver. He's done so this year already. But Kenny has got two catches for only 44 yards. He doesn't have a, six catches, two catches, 54 yards and a touchdown. But tonight could be that night that he would really come out and fill in for that spot. And I think Kenny Moore has a great night tonight.
Flipping over to defend our impact players on Lounge's side. Coffey's defense, got to go with number 16, Quan Bennett. He's a junior. He's a defensive back / linebacker. They're going to be using him in a multitude of different ways. He's very versatile on the season. He's got 17 solo tackles. He's been in on 10 assisted tackles. He's averaging about 5 tackles per game. This is a guy that defense is going to make some noise and look for number 16, Quan Bennett. He's a junior, one of the leaders of this team, to step up and be an impact for them on the defensive side of the ball.
Taylor, when you talk about leaders of this team, it all starts with the middle linebacker, number 42, Zach Moore. Actually, I think he plays a little bit everywhere along that linebacker, along the different positions at linebacker. But we've been watching him now. This is the third year he started for them. 2 years ago, he was a beast for Coffey, and he's a senior this year. He is a unbelievable athlete. He's number 42. It's Zach Moore. He is, he's got 39 solo tackles, 23 assisted tackles for a total of 62 tackles. That's about 10 a game. He's got 2 sacks. He's got 2 quarterback pressures, and he's also caused 2 fumbles. He is a one-man wrecking crew on the defensive side of the ball. And we talk about running it up the middle. We're going to have to hit him hard and hit him quick because he can play side on the sideline even though he's a big, big boy. So we've got to watch. Lowndes has got to know where he's at on every play. And I think that he still makes his impact on this game. Zach Moore will have a big game tonight for Coffee County.
And I'm going to take a look in this 3-4 defense at the two defensive ends. DJ Johnson, number 93. He is a senior defensive end with 23 tackles, 2 sacks on the season. And also their other defensive end, number 17, Devontae Jernigan, also a senior, with 17 tackles on the season. They don't get a lot of tackles, but those two guys on that defensive end really tie up our offensive line, allowing those outside linebackers to come in and make the sacks, make the tackles that, Marty, you talked about earlier. But I tell you, those two guys can have a big, big impact on this ball game tonight, and that is our Southeastern Federal Credit Union impact players of the game. We're going to take another break here in just a moment. I want to remind you that stay tuned right here, right now, because it's time for the Viking Radio Minute as the group from Lowndes High School, the student group, puts together an interview. And what a great night, a great thing they're doing there. So be sure and stay with us right here for the Viking Radio Minute. Afterwards, we'll have a two-minute break. We come back, we'll get you ready for this ball game between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Coffee High Trojans. We'll be right back after this. Bill, stop.
Look, listen, here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
White, you captains, you make sure you call the white, not them, okay? Lead your team. Lead your team. If I have a penalty enforcement, I'll have a white captain or red captain. I'm looking for one of y'all eight to come to me, okay? I'll give you options and we can go from there, all right? All right. Your call tonight, you're the visitors. What you going to call, heads or tails?
Tails.
Call
tails.
Tails?
Tails.
Tails? Tails. Tails. Call it tails. Pretty simple. It's got tails written on it. We can't get it wrong tonight, all right?
This is the hardest thing he's going to do all night, is try to catch that cold.
All right, if I drop it, we will reflip it, okay? Tails, heads it is. Red, y'all have won the toss. What do you like to do?
Want the ball.
You want the ball. Red wants the ball. Which way do you want to kick?
To the van.
You want to kick that way? Okay, flip.
Okay, guys, we won the toss, and we elected to take the ball. We will be kicking. They will be kicking with the field house to their back, so we will be receiving with the band to our backs, and that's how we will start this Region 1 6A game tonight.
Captains for the visiting Coffey Trojans, number 6, Keegan McGovern, number 31, Travis Douglas, number 16, Quan Bennett, and number 82, Raekwon Ross. For the Vikings, number 5, Jordan Williams, number 70, Chandler Sumlin, number 19, Jamacy Wright, and number 94, Eric Torrey.
And that is your captains tonight, and that will wrap up our Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. Thank you to Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their support.